From Sweetest Friends, we are continuing our previous shiur, where we had asked about the Rashi in Parshas Balak, where Rashi says Yarat is a nutrikun, and we wanted to understand why Rashi had to emphasize that it was Michachme HaMishnah, that Yara Rasa Natisa, that's the nutrikun, that's what it stands for, that's the Yarat Yud Resh Tes, and we prove that it is Michachmei HaMishnah, even though it's brought in the context of Amoraim, but it's the Bei Reb Nosson. Reb Nosson was a Tana, so Rashi's correct. We want to know why the Rashi emphasizes this and why we bring a member of Tanaim, two members of Tanaim, after members of Amoraim. So we're going to say a Mahal Charif, and based on Torah that I was Mekabel from Rabbi Arba Gorm Yaakov David Hamnik Shlita. So let's go weiter in the Parsha. Bamidbar Chav Beis to Lamed Beis. I'm just going to read out the Pesukim in English. Save time. It's not Vayter in the Parsha, it's part of the Parsha. Perek Chav Beis, Pesukim Chav Beis to Lamed Beis. So it says, and Hashem's wrath flared because he was going, and an angel of Hashem stationed himself in the road to thwart him, and he was riding on a she-donkey, and two servants were with him. The she-donkey saw the angel of Hashem stationed on the side with his sword drawn in his hand, so the she-donkey turned aside from the road and went into a field. Balaam beat the she-donkey to get it back onto the road. The angel of Hashem stood in the path of the vineyards with a fence on this side and a fence on this side. The she-donkey saw the angel of Hashem. She was pressed again, and she was pressed against the wall. She pressed Balaam's leg against the wall, and he beat her again. The angel of Hashem continued going ahead, and he stood in a narrow place where there was no room to turn right or left. The she-donkey saw the angel of Hashem, and it crouched under Balaam. Balaam's anger flared, and he beat the she-donkey with a stick till Hashem opened the mouth of the she-donkey, and she said to Balaam, "What have I done to you that you struck me these three times?" Balaam said to the she-donkey, "If you humiliated me, if I had a sword in my hand, I'd kill you right now." The she-donkey said to Balaam, "Am I not your she-donkey, in which you have ridden since you first started until now? Have I been accustomed to do this to you?" He said, "No." Hashem opened Balaam's eyes, and he saw the angel of Hashem standing on the road with a sword drawn in his hand. He bowed and prostrated himself in his face. The angel of Hashem said to him, "Why have you beaten your she-donkey these three times? Behold, I have come to thwart you." So as we translated last time, for the one embarking on the journey has hastened against me, or the traveler has hastened against me. So it says in Pasuk Lamed that we read in English, have I been accustomed to do this to you? And he said, no. Haskein iskanti lasos lechako? Vayomer lo. Have I been accustomed? Haskein iskanti. Targum Onkelos renders. Have I learned to do this? Kitargumo. So the Onkelos there renders it. Have I learned to do this? Similarly, Hala'el Yisaken Gever. Does a man learn for God? Job 22:2. Is that what it means? It means to be accustomed. Our rabbis have ever expounded this verse in the Gemara. Rabbi Sanu Darshan Mikra Zeb Gemara Mulei, my time Elor Chavta Susia. The Moabite dignitary said to him, "Why aren't you riding on a horse?" So Balaam said to them, I sent it out to pasture. Immediately the she-donkey retorted, am I not your she-donkey? As the Gemara says. He said to her, just for bearing burdens. She retorted, on which you have ridden? He said to her, only on occasion. She retorted, since you first started until not only that, but I provide you with riding by day and with intimacy at night. So skeiniskanti means I heated you up. It's the Gemara of Avodah Zarah and of Dalits. That's what Rashi references. Rashi references this Gemara. Why? Because it says in the Pasuk, Vatihilo Sochenes. What does it mean, Vatihilo Sochenes? That she warmed him up. And the Gemara there begins, Viyodea Das Elyon. That Bilam knew the Das of the one above. The Gemara says, Efshe Das Bemtel Ayada, Avalo Avayad, Das Elyon, Yavayada. He didn't know the Das of Behem, he knew the Das of Hashem. What does it mean, Das Behemta Loi Vayada? So, and then the Gemara brings this whole story that I told before, that when they saw him riding on this donkey, they said to him, well, why don't you go on a horse? And then they had the whole conversation, and then In the end, the donkey said, "What are you talking about? How can you say you don't ride me? Not only do you ride me, that you're intimate with me." And they said to him, "So where's your horse?" "Beretiva." "What's Beretiva?" "Ba'achu." "He's out in the pasture." "Shadailu." I threw him out to get grace." "Sochenes lashon mechamemes." So this sugya is very unique, and I don't know if there is another example of such a sugya in Gan's Shas. Why? Because it doesn't start with a pasuk or a memra. It just brings a lashon of Yodea Das Elyon from the pasuk. Starts with the lashon of the pasuk, and then the Makshin says, "Efshir das behemta lo avayada." How can he know das Elyon? He doesn't even know what is animal. He doesn't even know the das of his behema. So we see that Bilam's donkey bested him in their verbal sparring. So if he can, you know, beat him in an argument, so how is he possibly know? Is Bilam possibly assumed to know das Elyon? But again, it's very odd that we just start off with the lashon of the pasuk, and then from there we get to the whole shaka v'tari between Bilam and his donkey. So instead of answering the Kashi the Makshin, what was the Kashi the Makshin? The Kashi the Makshin was, "Efshir das behemta lo avayada das elyon mi avayada?" And then we didn't even answer his question. Then we just get into the whole give and take between Bilam and his donkey. So it's definitely an odd Seder Hasugya. Akopanam ayotzelan b'sidur zeh, that the sugi doesn't bring any makor achreach where the makshin knows how to make this drush. I'm saying, what's your achreach, you makshin, to darshan this whole give and take? They said to him, "Why didn't you ride a horse?" And then he answered, because it's in the they're in the marshland, they're grazing. And then they said, "All right." And then the donkey said, "What are you talking about? Am I not your she donkey?" And then Bilam said, "No, I use you for carrying burdens." And she said, "No, you ride on me." So, the kitzer, where does the Gemara get this whole, how do they know to darshan the pasuk this way? So maybe it's some sort of Kabbalah, it's some sort of tradition that they have. So Bavada, the Pshuto Shomikra in this parsha, is that the Ziknei Moav were not involved in this conversation at all. And it was the donkey who's talking as a reaction and a complaint to Bilam, who keeps whacking him, whacking her. And then Bilam answers the tain of the donkey, and then the Balach gets involved and says to the Bilam that your donkey is right. But the Mahalach of the Gemara is that Tchilas HaSicha was between Ziknei Moav and Bilam. That's where it all started. Why are you riding on your she-donkey and not on a horse? And he answered that the donkey is busy with Mireh. He's grazing in the marshland. So since I have to go, I couldn't get my horse. So my horse wasn't available, so I quickly grabbed my donkey, my she-donkey, my asan. And then the she donkey comes along and says, "What are you talking about? You're making it's Baba Mises. It's not true." So now we have a Pashat Akashi. Here we have a conversation between Ziknei Moav and Bilam. Why he's riding on the donkey and not on a horse. So why did they ask him originally? Why did they only start asking him after Bilam is beating his donkey? Even the Gemara's lashon, the Gemara's be'idna, when they saw him, at the time they saw him, he's riding on a donkey. But it's lav dafka immediately when they saw him, because it's only after he hit them. They're only be'emtza derech. So why do they only answer be'emtza derech? So we have to say that originally they didn't care, the Ziknei Moav didn't care that they're riding on donkeys and he's riding on a horse. Since his ason, that they're riding on horses and he's riding on a donkey, because his donkey was very fast, and that added cover in their eyes, that that added a covenant to Bilam, that he has a donkey that can run as fast as a horse. Maharsha says a horse is faster than a donkey, so take the horse. So they thought maybe there's some sort of magical power over here, some sort of mystical power. But now that the donkey is stopping and not getting Bilam all angry, so then they see it's a regular stubborn donkey that doesn't like to move. So therefore they have a tain on Bilam now. Well, what are you making trouble for us and delaying us with your donkey? Why don't you just bring a horse? So now it's not so rachok mipshuto shel mikra that even bahavanas a sipur lefi pshuto, we have to make a distinction about this point. We have to discern this point that b'derech klal, you don't ride on horses when going from country to country, on donkeys when you go from country to country, especially you have to rush. So really, even pshuto shel mikra, it makes sense that the Ziknei Moav started the conversation, like we have in the Gemara. Because what do you bring him? Do you want to say he's fast, Seder, he's speedy? But now you see that he's causing trouble. So maybe it's he's a regular old donkey. Why'd you bring your donkey? So after we were zochel having tzas inyan asugya, haray divrei Rashi ala Torah tumun biyoser. So now Rashi is even more difficult to understand. The Nekud Ikris in this Jewish Lefi the Sugya is that the miracle of the opening of the mouth of the Ason wasn't an Inyan Prati Ben Bilam La Asonu Kamashmosa Pasuk, but rather it was between everybody. Even the Ziknei Moav saw this. And not only that, but the whole speaking of the donkey was to prove that Ziknei Moav, that Bilam was lying. So therefore, why did Rashi bring from the sugya that the Ziknei Moav said, "My time below Rachavta Asusa Asusia"? Why didn't you ride in a horse? And Bilam answers, "Beretiva Shadoile, I threw my horses in the marshland." And then Rashi brings it a chule. In other words, Rashi says he has a whole shaka v'tari. You can look there in the Gemara. So if you read Rashi and you don't open up the Gemara, you don't understand that the Gemara was mechadesh, that the donkey added to what, that the donkey interjected in the middle of the conversation. So just if you just read Rashi, if you look at Rashi there in the Pasuk, Rashi says Rabbi Sanu Darshan Mikra Zeba Gamar Malay Maitam Alora Chavta Susia Amar Luhon Beretiva Shadayle Vechule Kaditsim Sechas Avodah Zarah Daf Dalet Amud Beis. Rashi only brings in the Ziknei Moav. Rashi doesn't say a word about the donkey talking. He says Vechule, look in the Gemara. Let's say you don't look in the Gemara. I promise you, there are a few people who read Rashi didn't look in the Gemara. They said Vechule Beseder, I got a discount on Rashi, I don't have to read the whole Gemara. But Rashi's leaving out the Yikar. Why is Rashi leaving out the Yikar? That the donkey was talking? If Rashi would have at least started the conversation, Seder, we would have understood that that the donkey answered, and you can get the rest of the conversation if you look in the Gemara. But all Rashi brings was the shmuz between Ziknei Moav and Bilam. So therefore, it would appear that Rashi understood there's a very deep point in this sugya that the Gemara brings the Divrei Zikanim and Bilam Baloshan Arami, and then the Ason as a tshuva on this sicha. And that the donkey is interjecting. Because in the Lashon of the Gemara says Aramaic. Aramaic. Bilam is talking to the Ziknei Moav in Aramaic. And then the donkey is answering. Now, the donkey is quoted as speaking Lashon HaKodesh, because that's the Lashon of the Chumash. But since the donkey got involved in the conversation, they're speaking Aramaic. The donkey also spoke Aramaic. And Memela, You have to understand the whole conversation as being as taking place in Aramaic. And the explanation is that Bilam said in his nevuah, "Min Aram yancheini Balak Melech Moav." Hare Sheba Bilam Eretz Aram. Where did Bilam come from? From Aram. And also in Parshas Kisei, "Le'avo Amoni Moavim Kalshem Gudar Silovim Kalshem." Adon Rishol Okidma Eschem Blechem Ma'iv Derech Oseis Musayim Shirzach Olechas Bilam Ben Borim Psor Aram Na Aram LeKalaleka. So you see, also Bilam was from Aram. So it's mistaber that Balak sends a Canaan to speak to Bilam in his language in Lashon Arami. And that's why the Sugya said, they said to my Tam Lorach Havta Susya. And he said, Beretiva Shadayla, it's all Aramaic. Vim Canaan, if so, Kshamra Hasson, when the Hasson said, Halo Anachi Hassoncha, so Mistama the Hasson also spoke Aramaic. And Lashon HaKosuv is just translating what that Batanki said into Lashon HaKodesh. And if so, we can say that that's why Rashi only brought Divrei Bilam v'zakeinu b'Lashon Arami, and then writes v'chulei to look there in the Sugya. Because Rashi wants to teach this Nakuda, that the Sugya is Mechadesh, that the whole Sicha was in Aramaic, and even the donkey was speaking Aramaic. And even though, Enachinami, you don't know that the donkey was part of this conversation without looking in the Gemara, but Rashi just wanted to make sure that you understood that this conversation was taking place in Aramaic, and therefore Rashi wants you to open up the Gemara, but Rashi wanted to emphasize that the conversation is taking place in Aramaic, and therefore Rashi just brings the Aramaic part and then says the V'chule. So then you're going to look in the Gemara and you're going to see what it says Vayter. But the point Rashi is trying to emphasize is that when the Asun spoke, he also spoke in Aramaic. The whole thing is taking place in Aramaic. And the deep point of this detail and the understanding of the story is that it was all took place in Aramaic, and even the Divrei Asun Bechlal can be explained based on the Gemara and Shabbos, Afid Beis and Beis. Amar Yochanan Kol HaShoel, Yochanan, Kol HaShoel Tzrach B'Lashon Arami, Malach HaYisharis Nizkakin Lo, Shein Malach HaYisharis Mekir B'Lashon Arami. Angels don't know Aramaic. Angels might know other languages, but Aramaic they don't know. Now, if the Asun, if the she donkey spoke Hebrew, then the Malach understood, and then Bilam was misbazed lifnei Malach. But if the donkey spoke Aramaic, so the Malach didn't understand. And when the Malach says, "Why did you hit your donkey three times? I was the one who stood before you to stop you on the way." That's his own separate question, but it's not a continuation of the conversation between Bilam and the donkey. He doesn't know what's going on in the conversation between Bilam and the donkey. There's a machlokas in Zvachim Kuf Beis. Nechgu of Yerchon and Reish Lakish. Im Nitzdav Moshe Lechabit Es Tapar V'Teres Melech L'Vazil S'V'Teres Rosha. So was Moshe commanded to be Mechabit Paralts Melech or to be Mevazit Paralts Rosha? V'Oidin Kain Kudugmas Yishladin. Im Ba Melech Lechabit, are you coming to be Mechabit Bilam Kenavi? Or are you coming to be Mevazit Bilam like a Ramai, like a Shakron, like a Noef, who's Baal Behemto? So Das HaGemara is that the Malach is coming B'derech Kavod. The Malach is coming to speak B'derech Kavod to Bilam. It's honorable to have an angel come and speak to you. And the Bizayon was through the Asan. And only the Zakenim recognized this Bizayon. Not the Malach. The Malach didn't know because the Malach doesn't know the Aramaic. So the Malach, as Yachas, his relationship to Bilam is Kavodik. And it's the angel, it's the Zikne Moav. They see the disgrace of Bilam when the donkey retorts what the donkey retorts. Now, in Maseches Avos Perakei Mishnah Vav, it says Sarz Varm Nivra Ber Shabbos Ben Hashmashos Veilein Piaretz Piaber Pia Ason. 10 things were created Ben Hashmashos and Erev Shabbos, and one of them is Pia Ason, the mouth of the donkey. Rashi, already from the 6 days of creation, there was already a decree on his donkey that he shouldn't open up his mouth and argue with him. Now, from the 6 days of creation, what was the language? There was no Aramaic, it was Lashon HaKodesh. So if the mouth of the donkey was ready from the 6 days of creation, the stone was in Lashon HaKodesh. Ritva Maseches Avodah Zarah says, Chavdal Aramid Beis, Sha'anas and Nes, Ramur Parashiru Meshmuk Shavias Aron Mistei Plishtin, Ritva writes, Perish Lashon HaKodesh Mamish, that the Parat said Shira in Lashon HaKodesh. And then he says, not that it doesn't say in Avos Pi Paras, is because it says Pi Ason, and that's in Av L'Kulam. So if God created the mouth of the Ason, and on Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmashos, he also created the mouth of the Paras to sing Shira. So the Ritva understands that the Amirat Shira of the Paras is V'Lashon HaKodesh Mamish. So Mistama, the Ason also, which is the Av Lakol, the Tzir of Dibur Pi Behemis. So it's Mistaber that he was also speaking Lashon HaKodesh Mamish. And if this is correct, it emerges, there's a Machlokes in Chachmei Gemara and Chachmei Amish, Lefi Chachmei Gemara, what was the donkey speaking? Aramaic. Like we explained, that's the Gemara of Zara. And Bilam wasn't Misbazi Lefnei HaMalach, but Divrei Asim, because the Malach doesn't understand the Aramaic. But according to the Chachmei HaMishnah, that Pi Asim was created in Shesh Smei Bereshis, which is Pashtus Hebrew, Lashon HaKodesh, just like the Pi HaParos were singing in Hebrew according to the Ritual Lashon HaKodesh Mamish. And Pi HaParos is included in Pi Asim, just like their Lashon HaKodesh. So Pi Asim, which is the Av Lekulam, that's like the father of all. That's, there's certainly, the Pi Asim is certainly Lashon HaKodesh. So the Chachmei HaMishnah hold that the donkey was speaking Lashon HaKodesh and not Lashon Aramaic against the Lashon of the Gemara. Now, in the Gemara in Maseches Kedushin, it says that Derech can be Lashon Akeva, Derech can be Lashon Zachar. That if we're talking in the Inyan of Nashim, then Derech is Lashon Akeva. If we're talking in the Inyan of Anashim, Derech is Lashon Zachar. So in the Rashi, in our Pasuk, we see that the Sam Mefarish, if we learn the Lashon Yarat is Milashon Retet, then Yarat is Lashon Zachar. But the Fichach Mea Mishnah, which is Nutrikun, it's Yara Rasa Natisa Balashan Akeva, Yud Resh Tav, right? Yara was a fearful, saw, and went aside, Lashan Akeva. So why did we change the Nutrikun from the Lashan Zachor of Retet to Lashan Akeva? So we could say it's telling what we said, that Lefichach Mea Gemara, that the Malach wasn't Mevazet Bilam, rather the Malach was Mechabit Bilam, so it would be Roy Lekro Lederech B'Lashon Zachar, Lechvi Kvodo Shel Bilam Anavi, that he's going in this Derech. So therefore, Derech is going to be Lashon Zachar for Bilam. But Ladas Chachmei Mishnah of the Asim speaking Lashon HaKodesh, and Bilam was Misbazel Lefnei HaMalach, he was disgraced in front of the Malach, so the Malach continues the Bizayon, and he also uses Lashon Akeva. And we're talking about the Derech, not of Bilam, but of the Asan. That the Asan is who's, the one who's Chashuv, she's the Chashuva, this she donkey. And Bilam is the Mevuze. So he's using Lashon Akeva to the Asan. So based on everything we learned, we could be Miyashiv, the Kasha we started with. Why Rashi emphasized that it's that the Chachmei HaMishnah learned Nashon Nutrikun. That, why did he have to say it's Chachmei HaMishnah? Why that emphasis? So now we understand very well. And in the Dibur before this, Rashi says that it's Bidivrei HaGemara. And here Rashi says Bidivrei HaMishnah. So Rashi's telling us it's a machlokas in Chachmei HaGemara and Chachmei HaMishnah. That Lefi Chachmei HaGemara, Yarat is Bilashon Zachar, Lefi Mashmo. And that's the Pashup Shat, that's Lashon Zachar. And that's the Lashon of that the one embarking on this journey has hastened, like moved rapidly, Lashon Retet. Kirisi Bala Derech Shacharet Omir HaDerech Shulakasi Ulhamrasi. I saw that the Baal HaDerech was afraid and went speedily, which is in order to anger me and provoke me. So that's going to be Chachmei HaGemara. And that's a Lashon Zachar. However, Chachmei HaMishnah, they darshin a Lashon Akeva. Yara Rasa Natisa. An acronym of the words, she feared, she saw, she turned aside. So we're turning this Derech into Lashon Akeva. Why? Because here, it's an Aramaic, this conversation. That's the Chachmei HaGemara. That's the, excuse me, the conversation is in Hebrew, Lefi Chachmei HaMishnah. Lefi Chachmei HaMishnah, the conversation is in Hebrew. And if the conversation is in Hebrew, the Bilam was Misbaze Bifnei HaMalach. Bilam was disgraced in front of the Malach. And part of the disgrace in front of the Malach is that we darshan this Yarat, that the Malach said, Yaras Aras Anatisa. We talk about Lashon Akeva, that the donkey is the Chashuva. And that's the contrast, the previous Rashi that we saw to Pesukim earlier, says Chachmei HaGemara, Rabbi Senu Darshu Mikra Zeba Gemara, that according to the Gemara, the whole conversation took place in Aramaic. And according to the Gemara, that the conversation took place in Aramaic, then Yarat is going to be Lashon Zachar, because it took place in Aramaic, the Malach didn't understand, so it's no Bizayin for Bilam. Ad Rabbi Bilam's the Chashuv one, so Derech is Lashon Zachar Al Shem Bilam. Mashen Kain. Lefichach Me'a Mishnah, who dash in the Nutrikun of Rasi Yaras Anatsa. This conversation was taking place in which language? In Lashon HaKodesh. Then the Malach did understand. If the Malach understood, then it's a Bizayon for Bilam. It's a Bizayon for Bilam, the Malach is going to be Al Shem Anakeva. Yaras Anatsa, Kedal Al Shem HaAson. Because the Ason is the Chashuva, and not Bilam. So this was like obviously mind-blowing Mahalach, and hopefully we'll see much more. So this is again from Moriv Rabbi, Rabbi Gon Rabbi Yaakov Dovin Hamik Shlita, and we should be zocha to learn more about this sugya and more of his Torah and more Torah b'chlal. We should be zocha many, many healthy, happy years. Shalom, shalom, sweetest.